In a world where it feels like everyone is constantly vying for attention, it's easy to feel like your efforts go unnoticed, like your voice is just another drop in an ocean of noise. There's a certain loneliness that comes from being surrounded by people yet feeling invisible. This isn't just your experience, it's a shared reality for many of us. The good news is you don't have to stay stuck in this cycle of being undervalued. Today, we'll explore 9 transformative strategies grounded in Stoic philosophy that will not only change how others see you but, more importantly, how you see yourself. By embracing these principles, you can shift from feeling like an overlooked bystander to a respected, influential presence. Imagine walking into any room, and without uttering a word, your presence is felt and respected. This isn't about arrogance or forcing attention. It's about embodying a genuine strength and calm that naturally draws others to you. When you speak, people will not just hear you, they will listen, eager to understand and engage with what you have to say. If you appreciate what we're doing here, a simple free favor I'll ask from you is to hit the subscribe button and don't skip any part of the video. There's valuable insight in every second. This might seem like a simple suggestion, but in the hustle of daily life, it's one that we often overlook. Stoic philosophy teaches us that time is the one resource that, once lost, we can never regain. Seneca implored us to guard our time fiercely, warning that people are not just careless with their money. The way they handle their time is even more reckless. Every day you're given 86,400 seconds. That's your daily bank account of time. Every second that ticks by is a second you'll never get back. Yet how often do we find ourselves saying yes to things that don't serve us, or worse, drain us? How often do we end the day feeling like we've been busy but haven't really accomplished anything of personal significance? Here's where the Stoic wisdom really kicks in. It's not just about being busy. It's about being productive in a way that aligns with your core values and long-term goals. Valuing your time means pausing before you commit to activities or responsibilities. It means asking yourself whether these actions align with your bigger picture. Are they just filler activities, or are they stepping stones to where you want to be? Think about it this way. Every yes to something that doesn't align with your goals is a no to something that does. Valuing your time is about prioritizing, about choosing what's truly essential and saying no to everything else. And yes, that can be incredibly challenging. It requires setting boundaries and sometimes disappointing others. But remember, when you say no to things that don't matter, you're saying yes to your goals, to your aspirations, and to a better version of yourself. To put this into practice, start small. Begin each day by identifying the 3 most important tasks that will bring you closer to your goals. Focus on completing these before getting sidetracked by other demands. This not only ensures that you make significant progress on important projects, but also helps in building a sense of fulfillment and achievement. Additionally, be mindful of the time stealers, endless scrolling on social media, unnecessary meetings, or prolonged chats that don't enrich you. Time management tools can be useful here, helping you to track how you spend your day, reminding you to stay focused, and providing that satisfying sense of control over how your hours are spent. Valuing your time is a profound act of self-respect. It's about acknowledging that your time on this earth is finite, and every moment should be spent in a way that adds value to your life. As we continue to explore the strategies laid out by Stoicism, remember that how you spend your time ultimately defines the quality of your life. Embrace the Stoic mindset. Guard your time as if it's your most precious resource because, in a very real sense, it is. In the relentless pursuit of our goals and responsibilities, it's all too easy to put ourselves at the bottom of our own priority list. Yet Stoicism, with its profound insights into human nature, tells us that self-care is not just a modern luxury, it's a fundamental aspect of living a virtuous and effective life. Marcus Aurelius often wrote about the importance of attending to one's own needs in the midst of life's demands, emphasizing that the care of your own mind and body is essential to everything else you do. Let's think about what it means to take care of yourself first. It's not about selfishness. Rather, it's recognizing that you can't pour from an empty cup. If you're run down, stressed, and overwhelmed, how effective can you really be in your job, in your relationships, or in any of your other commitments? Taking care of yourself means keeping your physical, emotional, and mental well-being in check so that you can be resilient and capable in facing whatever life throws your way. Self-care starts with the basics: adequate sleep, proper nutrition, regular physical activity, and enough downtime to recharge. It sounds straightforward, but in the chaos of our daily lives, these basics are often the first to be neglected. Reflect on this. When was the last time you truly felt rested, nourished, and at peace? It's likely been too long. Self-care also involves setting boundaries. This means learning to say no when something doesn't align with your values or when it threatens to overload your capacity. It requires you to be mindful of your energy and commitments. Marcus Aurelius advised us to act in accordance with nature, which in this context means acknowledging your human limits. You're not built to handle constant stress or to multitask endlessly. Instead, focus on one thing at a time, give it your full attention, and then move on. This approach not only leads to more productive outcomes, but also maintains your mental clarity and calm. Taking care of yourself means nurturing your inner life as well. This includes engaging in activities that you love, that challenge you intellectually, or that provide a sense of satisfaction. Whether it's reading, gardening, painting, or anything else that enriches your spirit, these are not frivolities. They are as crucial as any other aspect of self-care. They keep your spirit alive and your passion kindled, which in turn makes you more effective and joyful in your daily tasks. Finally, self-care is about knowing yourself, your strengths, your weaknesses, your limits, and honoring them. It's about having the wisdom to retreat and replenish when needed just as much as it's about pushing forward. Stoicism teaches us the value of introspection and self-awareness, reminding us that true strength comes from within. By making self-care a priority, you not only enhance your own life but also set a powerful example for others. You demonstrate that it's possible to lead a balanced, thoughtful, and productive life. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't a detour from achieving your goals. It's the path that leads to sustained achievement and well-being. As we continue to explore Stoic strategies for being valued and respected, keep in mind that caring for yourself is the foundation upon which all else is built. Let's carry this thought forward. By valuing yourself enough to prioritize your well-being, you empower yourself to contribute more effectively to the world around you. In our fast-paced, often noisy world, the art of listening is frequently undervalued and overlooked. Yet Stoic philosophy highlights the importance of this skill, encouraging a balance between speaking and listening that fosters deeper understanding and respect. Epictetus famously said, "We have two ears and one mouth so that we can listen twice as much as we speak." This simple yet profound advice serves as a cornerstone for meaningful interactions and personal growth. To truly listen is to engage fully with another person, giving them your complete attention without preparing your next response while they are still speaking. It's about hearing not just the words but also understanding the emotions and intentions behind them. This level of active listening can transform relationships, whether they be personal or professional, because it makes the speaker feel valued and understood. When people feel heard, they are more likely to open up and share more honestly and freely, enhancing the quality of the conversation and the connection. Listening more and speaking less is not about silence at the expense of your own voice. Rather, it's about choosing moments when your words can add value rather than just filling the space. This approach requires patience, discipline, and a genuine interest in others. It involves resisting the urge to interrupt or redirect the conversation to your own experiences immediately, which can often be challenging, especially when the topic is engaging or close to your heart. Stoicism teaches us the value of self-control and the strength that comes from being able to hold back immediate reactions in favor of thoughtful responses. By listening more, we gather more information, understand contexts better, and respond more appropriately. This not only shows respect for the speaker but also enhances our own credibility and the impact of our words when we do choose to speak. Embracing the practice of listening can lead to increased awareness of the world around us. It sharpens our perception and allows us to learn more from our environment. Every person we meet, every story we hear enriches our understanding and broadens our perspective. This is particularly valuable in today's globalized society, where being attuned to diverse perspectives is not only beneficial but essential. To enhance your listening skills, start by focusing on being present in the moment. This might mean putting away distractions like phones or laptops during conversations and showing through your body language, such as nodding and maintaining eye contact, that you are engaged. Ask clarifying questions that show you are following along and paraphrase what the other person has said to ensure you've understood them correctly. Practicing mindfulness can also improve your ability to listen. Mindfulness involves being fully present and aware of where we are and what we're doing without being overly reactive or overwhelmed by what's going on around us. By cultivating this skill, you can bring a heightened level of focus and attentiveness to your interactions with others. Incorporating the Stoic practice of reflection at the end of each day can further enhance your listening abilities. Take a few moments to think about your conversations and interactions. Were there times you could have listened more and spoken less? How did others respond when you gave them your full attention? Use these reflections as learning opportunities to continually improve. By becoming a better listener, you don't just improve your relationships. You also gain deeper insights and knowledge, fostering mutual respect and understanding. This practice aligns closely with Stoic virtues, promoting a life of wisdom, self-discipline, and harmony. So, let's take to heart the Stoic advice: listen more, speak less, and discover the profound impact it can have on your life and the lives of those around you. Be authentic and true to yourself. Stoic philosophy places profound emphasis on the importance of authenticity, urging us to live in accordance with our true nature and values. Marcus Aurelius, a revered Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, encapsulated this ethos when he stated, "Just that you do the right thing. The rest doesn't matter." This principle underlines the significance of aligning our actions with our deepest principles, irrespective of external opinions or societal pressures. Being authentic is not just about superficial honesty. It involves a profound journey of self-discovery and continuous introspection. It requires peeling back the layers of societal conditioning to uncover your core values and beliefs. This journey can be both challenging and liberating, as it compels you to confront and embrace your true self, warts and all. Authenticity acts as a magnetic force, drawing others toward you. People have an innate ability to sense sincerity, and when they encounter someone genuine, it fosters trust and respect. They perceive you as someone whose actions are congruent with their words, someone reliable and steadfast. To delve deeper into authenticity, consider embarking on a reflective practice. Start by setting aside time each day to ponder over your core values and beliefs. Journaling can be a powerful tool in this process. Write down what matters most to you and how these values influence your actions and decisions. This practice not only enhances self-awareness but also fortifies your resolve to live authentically. Moreover, authenticity involves a courageous acceptance of your strengths and weaknesses. It means acknowledging your imperfections without shame and viewing them as opportunities for growth rather than liabilities. By being open about your vulnerabilities, you demonstrate a level of relatability and humility that endears you to others. This openness can foster deeper connections, as people feel comfortable sharing their own imperfections with you. However, authenticity is not a static state, it is a dynamic and evolving journey. As you grow and evolve, so too will your understanding of your true self. Embrace this evolution as a natural part of your authentic journey. Continually reassess your values and beliefs to ensure they align with your current self, and be open to change and growth. Consider the power of authenticity in your interactions. When you speak from a place of genuine conviction, your words carry more weight and impact. People are more likely to listen and be persuaded by someone who is clearly passionate and sincere. Authentic leaders inspire loyalty and respect because they are perceived as being true to themselves and their mission. Imagine navigating life with an unwavering sense of self, where your actions are a direct reflection of your innermost values. This alignment can bring about a profound sense of fulfillment and purpose. You are no longer swayed by the fickle opinions of others or the changing tides of societal expectations. Instead, you stand firm in your authenticity, a beacon of integrity and self-assuredness. In the grand tapestry of life, authenticity is your unique thread. It distinguishes you from the crowd and defines your individual path. By embracing your true self, you not only enrich your own life but also inspire others to embark on their own journeys of authenticity. In a world often driven by superficial values, being genuine and true to yourself sets you apart, making you a person of substance, deeply valued, and genuinely respected by those around you. So, embark on this journey of authenticity with courage and curiosity. Let your true self shine through in all your actions and interactions. In doing so, you will not only command respect and admiration, but also create a life of profound meaning and fulfillment. Cultivate inner strength and resilience. In the ever-changing tapestry of life, adversity is an inescapable thread. Stoicism teaches us to face these inevitable challenges with unwavering strength and resilience. It's about harnessing an inner fortitude that allows us to not only endure hardships, but also emerge stronger and wiser from them. Marcus Aurelius, the stalwart Roman emperor and philosopher, often reflected on the impermanence of life and the importance of fortitude. He wrote, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." This profound insight underlines the essence of Stoic resilience, the understanding that while we cannot control external circumstances, we can always control our responses. Building inner strength is akin to forging steel. It requires facing the fires of adversity and tempering oneself through trials. Each challenge encountered is an opportunity to build resilience, a crucial element in navigating the vicissitudes of life. This process is neither quick nor easy, but it is profoundly transformative. Consider the practice of voluntary discomfort, a Stoic exercise designed to build resilience. By intentionally placing ourselves in uncomfortable situations, we learn to endure and grow stronger. This might involve fasting, exposing oneself to cold, or abstaining from certain luxuries. These acts of self-discipline cultivate mental toughness and prepare us to face genuine hardships with a calm and composed mind. Another powerful method to cultivate resilience is through negative visualization. This Stoic technique involves contemplating potential adversities and imagining how you would respond. By mentally preparing for the worst, you diminish its power over you. This exercise not only reduces anxiety, but also enhances your ability to remain calm and resourceful in the face of real challenges. Resilience also flourishes through the practice of gratitude. By regularly acknowledging and appreciating the good in our lives, we build a reservoir of positive emotions that can sustain us during tough times. Gratitude shifts our focus from what we lack to what we have, fostering a mindset of abundance and resilience. Moreover, resilience is deeply intertwined with the concept of purpose. When we have a clear sense of purpose, we possess a guiding star that helps us navigate through the darkest storms. Reflect on your core values and long-term goals. These will serve as your anchor, providing stability and direction when life becomes turbulent. It's important to recognize that cultivating inner strength also involves embracing vulnerability. True resilience is not about being impervious to pain, but about acknowledging it and finding the strength to move forward. It's about having the courage to confront your fears, admit your mistakes, and seek help when needed. This openness not only strengthens you but also builds deeper, more authentic connections with others. Resilience is further enhanced by a strong support network. Surround yourself with people who uplift and support you. Engage in meaningful relationships that provide comfort and encouragement during difficult times. The collective strength of a supportive community can significantly bolster your individual resilience. Imagine navigating life's trials with a calm, unshakable confidence. picture yourself facing setbacks with a mindset that views them not as insurmountable obstacles but as stepping stones to growth. This is the power of resilience. It transforms adversity into a crucible for forging a stronger, more capable self. Through the cultivation of inner strength, you develop an unwavering sense of self-reliance and fortitude. You become like a sturdy oak tree, deeply rooted and unyielding in the face of fierce winds. This inner resilience not only helps you endure hardships, but also enables you to thrive and flourish in a constantly changing world. So, embrace the journey of building resilience. Engage in practices that strengthen your mind and spirit. Face challenges with courage and view each hardship as an opportunity to grow stronger. In doing so, you will develop an indomitable inner strength that empowers you to navigate life with grace, confidence, and an unshakable resolve. Practice gratitude and contentment. In the ceaseless pursuit of more success, more wealth, more recognition, it's easy to overlook the simple yet profound power of gratitude and contentment. Stoicism, with its timeless wisdom, invites us to pause, reflect, and cultivate an appreciation for the present moment and the abundance it holds. Gratitude, in its essence, is about recognizing and valuing the goodness already present in our lives. It's a conscious acknowledgement of the gifts, both big and small, that we often take for granted. The Stoics, particularly Epictetus, emphasized this practice as a cornerstone of a fulfilling life. Epictetus famously advised, "He is a wise man who does not grieve for the things which he has not, but rejoices for those which he has." Imagine starting each day with a heart full of gratitude. Instead of rushing through life with a constant yearning for what's next, you pause to appreciate the present. This shift in perspective can transform your experience, turning ordinary moments into sources of profound joy and contentment. One of the most powerful techniques to cultivate gratitude is the practice of evening reflections. At the end of each day, take a few moments to recount things you're grateful for. These can be simple pleasures like a warm meal, a kind word from a friend, or the beauty of a sunset. Over time, this practice rewires your brain to focus on the positive aspects of life, fostering a deep sense of contentment. Contentment, closely related to gratitude, is about finding satisfaction in what you have rather than yearning for what you don't. It's about aligning your desires with reality, accepting your circumstances, and finding peace within them. Seneca, another revered Stoic philosopher, wisely stated, "It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more that is poor." Imagine walking through a garden. Instead of longing for exotic flowers that are not there, you immerse yourself in the beauty of the blooms before you. This is contentment, fully engaging with and appreciating your current reality. By practicing contentment, you release the constant pressure of unfulfilled desires, allowing yourself to experience a deeper, more enduring sense of happiness. To enhance your practice of gratitude and contentment, consider the Stoic exercise of negative visualization. This involves imagining the loss of the things and people you cherish. While it may sound counterintuitive, this exercise heightens your appreciation for your current blessings. By contemplating their absence, you recognize their true value and become more deeply grateful for their presence. Another intriguing practice is voluntary simplicity. By intentionally reducing your reliance on material possessions and luxuries, you cultivate a sense of contentment with less. This doesn't mean living in deprivation, but rather finding joy in simplicity and focusing on what truly matters. This minimalist approach helps you break free from the cycle of constant craving and consumerism, leading to a more fulfilling and balanced life. Engage in mindful presence to deepen your gratitude and contentment. Mindfulness, the practice of being fully present in the moment, allows you to savor life's experiences more deeply. Whether it's enjoying a meal, listening to music, or spending time with loved ones, being fully present enhances your appreciation and contentment. Gratitude and contentment are also amplified through acts of kindness. When you express gratitude to others and engage in acts of generosity, you not only uplift those around you but also enrich your own sense of well-being. This reciprocal exchange creates a cycle of positive energy that enhances your overall happiness. Imagine living a life where you are constantly aware of and grateful for the abundance that surrounds you. Picture yourself finding contentment in the present moment, free from the relentless pursuit of more. This is the transformative power of gratitude and contentment. They open your heart to the richness of life, fostering a profound sense of peace and fulfillment. So, embark on the journey of practicing gratitude and contentment. Reflect on your blessings, embrace simplicity, and cultivate mindfulness. In doing so, you'll discover a deep wellspring of joy and satisfaction within, empowering you to live a life of true abundance and serenity. Lead by example. In a world overflowing with words, true leadership is not about grand speeches or lofty promises. It's about actions, consistent, unwavering, and impactful actions. The essence of leading by example, a principle deeply rooted in Stoic philosophy, transcends mere rhetoric and taps into the profound influence of behavior. When you lead by example, you inspire others not through what you say, but through who you are and what you do. Imagine a captain at sea, navigating through turbulent waters. The crew looks up to the captain, not because of their title, but because of their calm demeanor, decisive actions, and unwavering commitment to the safety and success of the voyage. This is the power of leading by example, setting a standard that others naturally aspire to follow. The Stoics, with their emphasis on virtue and personal integrity, championed this form of leadership. Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor and a Stoic philosopher, is a prime example. Despite his immense power, he led with humility, wisdom, and a relentless pursuit of personal excellence. His Meditations, a collection of his private thoughts, reveal a leader deeply committed to living by the principles he espoused. "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one," he wrote, encapsulating the essence of leading by example. "Consider the ripple effect of your actions. When you consistently demonstrate integrity, courage, and compassion, you create an environment where these values are not just preached, but practiced. Your behavior sets the tone for those around you, fostering a culture of trust, respect, and excellence. Imagine a workplace where the leader's actions inspire employees to perform at their best, support one another, and strive for continuous improvement. This is the transformative impact of leading by example. To lead by example, start with self-awareness. Reflect on your values and principles, and ensure your actions align with them. This congruence between your beliefs and behavior builds authenticity, a key trait of effective leadership. Authenticity fosters trust, as people are drawn to leaders who are genuine and true to themselves. This trust, in turn, enhances your ability to influence and inspire others. Embrace vulnerability as a strength. Leading by example doesn't mean being perfect, it means being human. Acknowledge your mistakes and learn from them. This openness not only demonstrates humility, but also creates a safe space for others to admit their own errors and grow. Imagine a leader who, instead of hiding their shortcomings, openly discusses them and shares the lessons learned. This transparency encourages a culture of continuous learning and improvement. Exemplify resilience in the face of adversity. Life is replete with challenges and setbacks, and how you respond to these trials speaks volumes. By maintaining composure, optimism, and perseverance, you inspire others to do the same. Picture a leader who, amidst a crisis, remains calm, strategizes effectively, and supports their team. This steadfastness not only navigates the team through the storm, but also strengthens their collective resolve. Leading by example also involves empathy and compassion. Understand and address the needs and concerns of those you lead. Show that you care, not just about the tasks at hand, but about the people behind them. Consider a leader who takes the time to listen, offers support, and celebrates the successes of their team. This empathy fosters a sense of belonging and loyalty, enhancing team cohesion and morale. Furthermore, embody ethical behavior in all aspects of your life. Uphold integrity, fairness, and honesty, even when it is difficult. This unwavering commitment to ethical conduct sets a powerful example. Imagine a leader who, despite pressures and temptations, consistently chooses the right path. This steadfastness in ethics cultivates a culture of integrity, where everyone is encouraged to uphold the highest standards of conduct. Remember, leading by example is not a one-time act but a continuous journey. It's about consistently aligning your actions with your values, striving for personal growth, and inspiring others through your behavior. Reflect on your daily interactions and decisions, and ask yourself if they reflect the leader you aspire to be. So, step into the role of a leader who leads by example. Cultivate self-awareness, embrace vulnerability, demonstrate resilience, practice empathy, and uphold ethical behavior. In doing so, you will not only inspire and influence others but also create a lasting legacy of leadership grounded in authenticity and integrity. Embrace continuous learning and improvement. In the dynamic and ever-evolving tapestry of life, stagnation is the true enemy of progress. The Stoics, ever mindful of the impermanence of existence, championed the pursuit of continuous learning and improvement as a path to personal and collective excellence. Embracing this journey isn't just about acquiring knowledge, it's about cultivating a mindset that welcomes growth, innovation, and perpetual evolution. Imagine a river that flows ceaselessly, adapting its course as it encounters rocks and bends, never losing its momentum. This is the essence of continuous learning, an unrelenting flow of curiosity and self-improvement. By embodying this principle, you become like the river, constantly moving forward, reshaping your understanding, and enriching your experiences. The Stoic philosopher Seneca aptly said, "As long as you live, keep learning how to live." This profound statement encapsulates the idea that learning is a lifelong endeavor, one that extends far beyond formal education. It is about seeking wisdom in every situation, drawing lessons from successes and failures alike, and remaining open to new perspectives and ideas. Embracing continuous learning begins with cultivating curiosity. Allow yourself to wonder, question, and explore. Approach the world with a sense of awe and a desire to uncover its mysteries. Imagine viewing each day as an opportunity to discover something new, whether it's a novel concept, a skill, or an insight into human nature. This curiosity fuels your intellectual and emotional growth, keeping your mind agile and receptive. Consider the metaphor of a sculptor chiseling away at a block of marble. With each careful stroke, the sculptor reveals more of the masterpiece within. Similarly, through continuous learning, you chip away at ignorance and self-doubt, revealing your true potential. This process requires patience, persistence, and a willingness to embrace challenges. It's not always easy, but the transformation it brings is profound. A key aspect of continuous learning is the ability to adapt. In a world that is constantly changing, the ability to pivot and evolve is invaluable. By staying informed and flexible, you can navigate the complexities of modern life with resilience and creativity. Think of a tree that bends with the wind but does not break. It adapts to the forces around it, growing stronger and more resilient. In the same way, your adaptability enhances your ability to thrive in diverse environments and situations. Surround yourself with sources of knowledge and inspiration. Books, podcasts, seminars, and conversations with insightful individuals are all valuable tools in your learning arsenal. Engage with diverse viewpoints and challenge your own assumptions. This broadens your horizons and deepens your understanding. Imagine engaging in a spirited debate or reading a thought-provoking book that challenges your beliefs. These experiences stimulate intellectual growth and encourage critical thinking. The Stoics also emphasize the importance of self-reflection in the journey of continuous improvement. Take time to introspect, assess your progress, and identify areas for growth. This reflective practice helps you align your actions with your goals and values. Picture yourself at the end of each day, reflecting on your experiences and considering what you have learned. This practice not only reinforces your learning but also fosters a sense of gratitude and purpose. Moreover, seek out mentors and role models who embody the qualities you aspire to develop. Learn from their experiences, seek their guidance, and observe their methods. A mentor's wisdom can illuminate your path and provide valuable insights that accelerate your growth. Imagine having a mentor who shares their journey of successes and failures, offering you a treasure trove of lessons that you can apply to your own life. Embrace failure as an integral part of the learning process. Every misstep is an opportunity to gain insight, build resilience, and refine your approach. Instead of fearing failure, view it as a stepping stone towards success. Consider the story of Thomas Edison, who famously remarked that he had not failed but found 10,000 ways that did not work. This perspective transforms setbacks into valuable learning experiences, propelling you forward with renewed vigor. Finally, integrate the concept of Kaizen into your life. This Japanese philosophy of continuous improvement advocates for making small, incremental changes that collectively lead to significant progress. By focusing on consistent, manageable improvements, you build momentum and sustain your growth over time. Imagine the compounding effect of making just a 1% improvement each day. Over time, these small changes culminate in remarkable transformation. In essence, embracing continuous learning and improvement is about nurturing a mindset of perpetual growth. It's about being a lifelong student of life, constantly seeking knowledge, refining your skills, and evolving as an individual. This journey is not about reaching a final destination, but about the ongoing process of becoming the best version of yourself. So, embark on this journey with enthusiasm and determination, knowing that each step you take brings you closer to a life of fulfillment, wisdom, and excellence. Maintain a calm and composed demeanor. In a world often beset by chaos and turbulence, the ability to maintain a calm and composed demeanor is a beacon of strength and stability. The Stoics, with their profound understanding of human nature and the vicissitudes of life, revered this trait as a cornerstone of wisdom and inner peace. To cultivate calmness is not merely to avoid outward expressions of stress, but to develop an unshakable inner tranquility that withstands the storms of existence. Imagine yourself as a serene lake, undisturbed by the winds that ruffle its surface. Beneath the placid exterior, the depths remain still and undisturbed, a sanctuary of calm. This is the essence of a composed demeanor, an unwavering serenity that endures regardless of external circumstances. The Stoics believe that by mastering this inner calm, you could navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. The philosopher Epictetus advised, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." This wisdom underscores the power of perspective in maintaining composure. By shifting your focus from external events to your internal response, you reclaim control over your emotional state. Imagine facing a challenging situation with the mindset that you cannot control the waves, but you can learn to surf them. This perspective empowers you to respond thoughtfully rather than react impulsively. To cultivate calmness, begin with the practice of mindfulness. This ancient technique, now widely embraced, involves staying present in the moment and observing your thoughts and emotions without judgment. Picture yourself in the midst of a hectic day, taking a few moments to breathe deeply and center yourself. This simple act of mindfulness anchors you in the present, allowing you to respond with clarity and composure. Visualize a masterful musician, performing a complex piece with effortless grace. Behind the seamless performance lies hours of disciplined practice and focus. Similarly, maintaining a calm demeanor requires consistent effort and self-discipline. It's about training your mind to remain steady and composed, much like an athlete trains their body for peak performance. Imagine yourself as an artisan, meticulously crafting a masterpiece of tranquility through daily practice and intention. One effective technique is to create a mental sanctuary, a peaceful place in your mind where you can retreat whenever you feel overwhelmed. This sanctuary can be a vivid visualization of a serene landscape, a memory of a calm moment, or simply a mental space of stillness. Imagine yourself stepping into this sanctuary, leaving behind the noise and stress of the outside world. In this tranquil space, you can regroup, recharge, and return to the fray with renewed calm. Another powerful tool is the Stoic exercise of premeditatio malorum, or premeditation of evils. This practice involves contemplating potential challenges and adversities in advance, not to dwell on negativity, but to prepare your mind for adversity. Picture yourself anticipating a stressful event and rehearsing your calm response. By doing so, you inoculate yourself against panic and cultivate a composed attitude even before the storm hits. Maintaining composure also involves recognizing and managing your emotional triggers. Each person has unique stimuli that can provoke stress or agitation. By identifying these triggers, you can develop strategies to mitigate their impact. Imagine a warrior knowing their vulnerabilities and fortifying them against attack. Similarly, you fortify your mental defenses against the triggers that threaten your calm. The Stoics also advocated for the practice of detachment, recognizing the impermanence of all things and not allowing external circumstances to dictate your inner peace. Imagine yourself as an observer of life, watching events unfold with a sense of detachment and equanimity. This doesn't mean you are indifferent or uncaring, but rather that you maintain a balanced perspective, not swayed by transient emotions or situations. Consider the metaphor of a lighthouse standing firm against the raging sea. It remains steadfast, providing guidance and stability amidst the turmoil. By maintaining a calm and composed demeanor, you become a lighthouse for others, offering reassurance and stability. Imagine yourself as this lighthouse, radiating calmness and strength, and inspiring those around you to find their own tranquility. In practical terms, surround yourself with calming influences, people, environments, and activities that promote serenity. Whether it's spending time in nature, practicing meditation, or engaging in hobbies that bring you joy, these influences nurture your inner peace. Picture yourself in a peaceful garden, tending to the flowers of calm and contentment, creating a personal oasis of tranquility. Ultimately, maintaining a calm and composed demeanor is about embodying the wisdom of the Stoics in your daily life. It's about finding the eye of the storm within yourself, where you can remain centered and serene amidst life's inevitable chaos. By embracing this practice, you cultivate a profound sense of inner peace and resilience, allowing you to face whatever comes your way with grace and fortitude. So, take a deep breath, center yourself, and let the calm within you guide your path through the ever-changing landscape of life. As we conclude this exploration of the 9 Stoic strategies to be more valued, let us take a moment to reflect on the profound wisdom we've uncovered. Imagine yourself standing at the precipice of possibility, armed with the timeless teachings of the Stoics as your guide. Each strategy is not merely a tool for surface-level improvement, but a gateway to profound transformation. A journey inward toward the essence of who you are and outward toward a world brimming with potential. Picture yourself as a seeker of truth, venturing into the depths of your own soul in search of authenticity and purpose. With each step, you peel back the layers of conditioning and societal expectations, revealing the radiant core of your being, the true self that is uniquely yours to share with the world. Envision yourself as a guardian of tranquility, standing firm amidst the tumultuous currents of life with a serene composure that inspires awe and respect. In moments of chaos, you remain anchored in the stillness within, a beacon of strength and stability amidst the storm. See yourself as a perpetual student of life, thirsting for knowledge and growth with an insatiable curiosity that knows no bounds. With each lesson learned, you expand your understanding of the world and your place within it, becoming ever more resilient and adaptable in the face of adversity. And finally, imagine yourself as a beacon of light, illuminating the path for others with your wisdom, compassion, and authenticity. As you embody the virtues of the Stoics in your daily life, you become a guiding star for those around you, inspiring them to embrace their own journey of self-discovery and transformation. So, as you embark on the next chapter of your journey, remember the words of the Stoics echoing through the corridors of time. Know thyself. Accept thyself. Be thyself. For in the depths of your being lies the key to unlocking a life of profound meaning, fulfillment, and true value. Embrace the journey. embrace the wisdom. Embrace the Stoic way. And watch as the world unfolds before you in all its infinite beauty and possibility.